Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play songs I think are extra special, and each week I put in something different, a reading, a story, a joke, something that's not a commercial music recording. And I call those things Wombats, and that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat lined up for today's show. We're going to start off with Melanie and Johnny Cash singing Silver Threads.
I should be happy with my money and my name, and hide yourself in sorrow while I play the cheating game. Silver threads and golden needle cannot mend this heart of mine. But you think I should be happy with my money and my name, and hide yourself in sorrow while I play the cheating game.
That was Melanie and Johnny Cash singing Silver Threads. Next up is Light My Fire. This song is classified as psychedelic rock. I just think of it as a good song. The original was by The Doors in 1966. This version is by Jose Feliciano in 1969. Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
That was Light My Fire by Jose Feliciano. I spent the first part of my life, a good bit of it, in Abingdon. I started first grade there, and Abingdon is a small town. Still today, it's a small town compared to the cities and the larger towns. But, of course, Abingdon's are city people, people there compared to the smaller towns around. The next song is called Small Town Southern Man, and I identify with this in some way. I moved away, my parents moved around the world, my father was in the army, so I grew up a kind of cosmopolitan Yankee almost, but I am a small town Southern man in some ways, and this song catches it. And the next three songs after this also kind of fit this genre. It is Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy he wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Callous hands told the story for this small-town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small-town southern man. Bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Finally death came calling for this small town southern man. He said it's alright cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am. Cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
That was Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. Next up is another small town song. I've got a cousin in Abingdon. I had a few there. And this story is sort of like ones that I've heard him talk about. So this is called Classified by C.W. McCall. I think of it as another small town story.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a height of bid and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, is this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off. Knock three times and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12. Turned right on the one-lane gravel road. And I parked in the yard. And a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times and wiped my feet. The dog let go and the screen door opened. And Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up in back of the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says Vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oil or rag. Use a nailed starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she's cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? It says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal signed here. I'll go get the title and the can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed, belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in, bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and County 12, took two full quarts of 40-weight oil, just to get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out, and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard, and where'd you ever get that truck? I says, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye.
That was Classified by C.W. McCall. The next song is a small town southern lady. This song is called Red Dirt Girl by Emmylou Harris, and it also catches the same flavor as the earlier songs.
Thank you. up tall and she grew up thin. Buried that old dog Gideon by a crib myrtle bush at the back of the yard. Her daddy turned mean and her mama leaned hard. Got in trouble with a boy from town. Figured that you might as well settle down, so she dug right in. Across a red dirt line just a little southeast of Meridian. Yeah, she tried hard to love him, but it never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. One thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, you keep on falling, cause there ain't no bottom, there ain't no wind. At least not for you. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to keep. But there won't be a mention in the news of the world of the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian, who never got any further across the line. In the red dirt ground.
That was Red Dirt Girl, sung by Emmylou Harris. Well, this isn't so much small town as it is Appalachian. This is a fiddle and banjo tune, Cluck Old Hen. And also another song on the same track here is Whiskey Before Breakfast, played by Apollo's Fire. And it's my kind of music. This is Cluck Old Hen and Whiskey Before Breakfast.
My old hen, she's a good old hen. She lays eggs for the railroad men. Sometimes one, sometimes ten, she lays enough eggs for the railroad men. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing, she ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and shout, she can't lay an egg cause she can't get it out.
That was Cluck Old Hen and Whiskey Before Breakfast, performed by Apollo's Fire. In 1981, a band named Journey had a big hit with a song that was titled Don't Stop Believing. In 2024, a man named Richard Goodall, who had been a janitor most of his career, sang the song and won a talent contest. And I'm going to play you what he played. This is Richard Goodall singing Don't Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl.
Oh,
living in a lonely world.
What?
She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.
That was Don't Stop Believing, sung by Richard Goodall. Next up is Oye Como Va. This is one of the most popular Latin American dance songs, cha-cha-cha, in my lifetime, and one of my favorites. This is by Carlos Santana and Cindy Blackman Santana. Oye Como Va.
Thank you.
That was Oye Como Va by Carlos Santana and Cindy Blackman Santana. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance to play for you songs I hope reach out and grab some of you some of the time, and also put in oddball things, things that are not commercial recordings, that I call wombats. And this is wombat time. Here comes the wombat. I often talk about my musical background. For 30 years or so, I went on weekends and weeks and parties with the New York City Folk Music Club named Pinewoods. And every week and every weekend, there'd be a campers concert. And one time on one of the weeks, I got some friends together, and they played music for me and sang with me, and we did this at the campers concert. And I'm singing the lead and playing the banjo, Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. I don't do much with a banjo, but what little I do, I'm very happy with. Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart from a Pinewoods Camp campers concert. Harry Baya and Friends.
From the day I was led to temptation, and in weakness it let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion, you come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of now this home we have built is still standing. Its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. You keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart. To the hard rock bottom of your heart.
That was Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Harry Baya and Friends. And next up is going to be two songs in a row I'll introduce each one, but the first one is by Buddy Holly. It's the original of I Guess It Doesn't Matter Anymore, one of the classic songs of my era, often honored by a lot of rock bands. Really liked Buddy Holly and this song in particular. And then we're going to play the same song by Linda Ronstadt. But here's the Buddy Holly version, the original hit from 1959.
Here am I, oh well, you've left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying, I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. Me a crying, I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
So that was the original recording, a hit recording of It Doesn't Matter Anymore by Buddy Holly in 1959. And the next song is going to be a recording of it made by Linda Ronstadt. Very different. They're not the same. I don't want you to think which one is best. I encourage you to notice how different their interpretation is. And both songs I delight in, but they just have a different way of feeling it. So it doesn't matter anymore.
There we go, baby. You left me here so I could sit and cry. Golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Oh, baby, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me crying. Sick of trying, I've thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way, baby, I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, and I find some.
Thank you.
Wasted all my days over you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, you go your way, baby, and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time. Somebody
was Linda Ronstadt singing It Doesn't Matter Anymore. Most of the songs I play on this show are at least 5 or 10 years old. I do look for new recordings, but even then a lot of them are covers of songs that I do. But here's one that's completely different. This is, I guess you'd call it, modern contemporary or new age. New age in a sense of 2025 music, and I have it labeled as Surreal Beach Scenes. Was Surreal Beach Scenes, and certainly a change of pace for the kind of music I usually play. Now we're going to go back in the opposite direction. This is a cappella. I have an affection for a cappella songs. I'm amazed at how much just a voice can carry the whole song. And this is a good example of that. It's Irish, The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Caird Ne Gaeo.
I sat me in the valley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us. 'Twas harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen, I'll seek it morning early, and join the bold united men, while soft wind shakes the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging, the foeman shot burst on our ears, from out the wildwood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side, in life's young spring so early. And on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shakes the barley. Now blood for blood without remorse, I have taken to Oulard Hollow. I've laid my true love's clay-cold corpse, where I full soon will follow. Around her grave I wander drear, new night and morning early, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
You just heard The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Cairde na Gael. And here comes another a cappella piece. This is sung by Louis Killen, and I first heard this song sung by him many years ago at a concert, and I was just struck by the power of the story, but also the music. And there's a hymn right in the middle of the song. He kind of inserts a hymn, and that too delighted me. So this is one of my favorites, The Rose in June by Louis Killen.
On the rocky coast of Scotland, in a little village there dwelt a man of honour, serving God without a care. He was not a man of honour, but a humble fisherman, working hard to earn his living. His name was Andrew Davison. He was the master of a vessel, and he claimed her as his own. She was fitted with all was needed. She was called the Rose in June, and with eager expectation he was waiting for the day when the time would come for fishing and the boats would sail away. Now Andrew had been lately married, and before he left his home, Andrew and his wife together knelt in prayer before the throne, asking God for his protection on his wife while he was gone, praying nothing would befall her, not of danger nor of harm. And his wife was kneeling by him, and she heard his fervent prayer, asking God for her protection, not a word of that for his. And her heart did sink within her as she rose from a bended knee, thinking on those terrible dangers and those perils of the sea. Now when the summer winds blew softly, heron fishing season came. Andrew Davis was preparing, heron fishing was his game. Andrew Davis was preparing with his crew to go to sea. not thinking 'twould be his last time evermore his friends to see. And all night long that storm was raging, and those angry billows roared. Many a vessel was tossed and driven all along that rocky shore. Their crews were clinging to them, all seamen strong and brave, praying that the Lord would save them from a seaman's watery grave. And all along the coast next morning, anxious eyes did watch and wait. The children of those absent seamen, still returning ships were seen, and one by one those vessels sailed in, till morning until noon, till all was safely anchored, all but one, the Rose in June, whom the seas turned bottom upwards, dashed against that rocky shore. Her crew was clinging to her, thinking the storm would soon be o'er. Andrew Davis, our captain, in that time of sudden fear, called on Jesu Christ the Saviour, and he bowed his head in prayer, saying, "Come on and sing God's praises." And at last they all begun. "Dearest Jesus, I am dying. What a comfort divine! What a comfort to know that the Saviour is mine! Hallelujah! Send the glory! Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! Send the glory to revive us again." But these words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck her side, tore our captain from his holdings, and he sank beneath the tide, gone to join those friends and shipmates in that heavenly home, welcomed by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And John Allen was our young mate, and he knew he was forgiven. "Let us keep on with our singing, our captain is in heaven." And they sang so loud and trilled till they come to this last verse. "Slowly onward we haste to that heavenly place, for this is the glory and this is the grace. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again." But these words were scarcely ended when the outwave burst around, tore our young mate from his holdings, and his body too was drowned. Gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, welcomed by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And the rest of the crew was rescued, but they'll ne'er forget the scene in that hour and that moment when that song they tried to sing. Or were no sermons ever preached or experience ever known like the hour and that moment, that hour of sudden doom? So sinners, give your souls to Jesus, it can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June, oh sinners, give your souls to Jesus, it can never be too soon. If in heaven you'll meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June.
That was The Rose in June by Louis Killen. The last song on the show today is Chain Gang by Sam Cooke from 1960, one of his top hits. And he actually met some people on a chain gang, and this inspired him to write this song.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, my work is so hard, oh.
That was Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are special. And it's now time to close the show, and I have kind of a ritual ending, and I think of it as audience participation time. So I need you to help me on this. Are you ready? Because your time is right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.